Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Even though there's no Dolphins game this weekend, 50 Minutes of Game Day Uncensored is brought to you by the Lexus December to Remember sales event. Get offers on select models for a limited time. Learn more at Lexus.com.
That's a lot of run back to 15 Minutes of Game Day Uncensored from yesterday. You love it.
Have you ever wondered why we call it the gridiron?
What? I haven't, but I don't know why, though.
And don't you think it'd be fascinating to learn about it?
I don't, because I figure like I would have learned about it in my 55 years. I'm 56 on Monday, by the way. 56 bleeping years old. I'm closer to 60 than 50 on Monday.
You look good.
For 70.
You look great. Look at you.
I used to tell my wife.
Was 63.
I used to tell my wife at 30, I go, listen, I don't look good for 30, but at 40, I'm going to look much better. And then when we get to 40, I go, you know what? I don't look great for 40, but for 50, I'm like, and now all of a sudden, I'm like, you know, for 56, I may not look great, but when I'm 60, I'm going to look better than most 60-year-olds. No, I feel like I would have questioned why it's called the gridiron. I'm guessing you did this yesterday, so I don't really want to relitigate it because it doesn't seems like it went over like my day at Epcot Center.
Let's just say there wasn't a single person who enjoyed yesterday's 50 minutes of Game Day Uncensored.
That's what you prepared?
I prepared. This wasn't me just I prepared the entire history of why it's called the gridiron, why they instituted hash marks in the football field or on the football field. I was fascinated by this, and I thought everybody else.
Hash marks, I mean, it connotes where the yard is rather than having.
You could learn a little something.
He had an eighth grade science project presentation with questions leading into answers. Hey, Crowder, do you know what year the hash mark was invented? No, when? Huh. Okay, so in 1906.
I was fascinated by this. Just a TLDR.
Give me like, I mean.
A TLDR.
Like really TLDR.
Before hash marks.
It's already too long.
They would just spot the ball anywhere. Wherever the play ended, they'd spot the ball.
Right.
So if you ran out of bounds, they'd spot the ball.
Oh, at the actual sideline.
Oh. So now the play had to be on the other side. Literally, the offensive line would line up on the other side. The forward pass, when they originally instituted it, legalized it, couldn't be 5 yards or longer. It had to be within 5 yards. Hmm. So the entire NFL field was painted five yards, which is why it was called a grid.
Oh.
And they turned it into
the
gridiron.
Why iron?
Well, I don't know.
All right. Interesting. You know, cars used to take leaded gasoline. I mean, everything just kind of progresses, but that's fine. Here's what I had for you. And by the way, I kept doing in the 2 o'clock hour calling it Epcot Center, and no one bit.
I purposely didn't bite, and some guy tweeted at me
because I was trying to lay that bait out there so you would go, you know, it's not Epcot Center, and it hasn't been, because I know it's just called Epcot, and I kept putting it out there, and nobody bit, and I just tried to do it again, and nobody bit.
I didn't bite.
Here you go. From
correct. You are involved in the nobody there, Jimmy. Correct. You're included in the nobody.
From Dolphins Wire in USA Today, they did, heading into the bye week for the Dolphins, studs and duds for the 11 games that they've played. So here you go. I think we can all agree, overall, number one stud is
Achan.
Devon Achan, you got it. Hasn't mattered if the Dolphins' offense as a whole is having a good day or a terrible one. Achan has been productive regardless. He's averaged at least 5 yards per carry in 7 of Miami's 11 games and has reached at least 90 yards of offense in all but 2 performances. The third-year running back is at 900 yards rushing, 370 yards receiving through the first 11 weeks. That puts him 4th in the NFL in yards from scrimmage, behind only Christian McCaffrey, Jonathan Taylor, and Bijan Robinson. That's pretty good company there for an anemic
elite
offense.
Company.
Yeah, it's becoming increasingly clear that the Miami offense goes through Achan, and he has a real chance at joining Ricky Williams as the only other Dolphins player to record 2,000 yards of offense in a single season. One of the Dolphins' duds this season, from USA Today, the Dolphins' pass rush. I won't give you the whole synopsis, but they said Chop Robinson was finally going to team up with Bradley Chubb and Jalen Phillips. Zach Sealer was given a monstrous running mate in the 2025 first-round pick in Kenneth Grant. The Dolphins added Matthew Judon to the mix. So it's pretty surprising that only 8 teams have fewer sacks than the Dolphins at this point in the season.
Crazy, because it went from their strength in our minds to one of their biggest weaknesses.
Yeah. You want to guess one of the other studs, a stud designated through the first 11 games?
Wow. Riley Patterson.
I was waiting.
It is not. It is not. He did not make the cut. The guy hasn't hit a 50-yard or more field goal.
Doesn't matter. He's one of the most efficient kickers in the NFL.
Yeah, but again.
Oh, goodness. I was joking. Don't do it. Don't let him bait you.
All right.
I'm not going to let him bait me.
Jordan
Brooks leading the league in tackles.
Jordan Brooks is one of the studs. Obviously, they say with the 49ers' Fred Warner out for the year, there's an argument to be made that the league's current best inside linebacker is suiting up in Miami. When the Pro Bowl, this is at the end of it, when the Pro Bowl rosters are announced near the end of the season, I'd be shocked if Brooks didn't earn a spot. Another stud that they have is Jalen Waddle, who has done very well, exceedingly well. And then another stud they have is Aaron Brewer, the center.
He missed a lot of games.
Yes, but, and it says Brewer's path to a Pro Bowl nod is probably tougher, but it wouldn't be underserved. With inexperienced players to his left, backups to his right, Brewer's anchored a Dolphins offensive line that has managed to create running room anyway. Miami puts Brewer out in space as much as any center in the league, and he's thrived in the role. Now, a couple of duds. Let me see if there's any other studs that I'm missing.
Patrick Paul? Have you mentioned Patrick Paul?
He is not. He is not on there.
Wow.
Why? You'd call him a stud for the season?
I would.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Yeah. I think he's had to play against at one point, the worst guard in the history of the game at one point, and now one of the worst guards in Jonas Savaitinaia in the NFL. Again, a rookie. I'm not saying he'll be horrible, But having to play next to somebody like that and still maintain a level of stability that people are celebrating you this season, I would categorize that as a stud. And outside of Aaron Brewer, name me another person that has played on the Dolphins' offensive line over the past couple seasons that you feel as confident in performing as Patrick Cole.
Right. Again, feeling confident in someone, though, and saying they're having a good season, I'm not certain puts them at the echelon of after 11 games going, that guy's been a stud.
You're right. My bar.
The bar is low.
I put the bar very low. Yeah. That's a good point.
You're saying I'm not scared of him to be in the game. That's
right.
Not a stud.
Right, right. Couple of the duds. Tua Tagovailoa is a dud. For most of Tua's career, the issue has been injuries. He dealt with multiple concussions, bounced back to lead the NFL in passing yards in 2023. Tua missed six games last year, but had the league's best completion percentage, and the Dolphins had a 6-5 record with him in the starting lineup. This year has been different. Tua's healthy, but has simply struggled to be efficient and a winning starter. He leads the NFL in interceptions, isn't far from the league lead in fumbles, and has blown opportunities to win games late. While he's had some good performances, Tua ranks near the bottom of the league in just about every quarterback metric, and the Dolphins are a few games below 500 in part because of that. And I think we all agree on that. Another dud that they have listed, speaking of Jonah Savainaya, the 2025 rookie class. Mm-hmm. This is what they write. A week before the 2025 NFL draft, then general manager Chris Greer told reporters that the Dolphins had to pick players who would be immediate contributors. We're going to need NFL-ready players, Greer said. There's no like, hey, let's hope this guy is ready. These guys are going to be forced into play, and that's a good thing. Expecting those draft picks to be Pro Bowlers would have been unfair. But the Dolphins rookies haven't just been below average. They've been some of the NFL's most ineffective players. With six games left to play, first-round pick Kenneth Grant's 41.7 grade from Pro Football Focus ranks 180th out of 207 NFL defensive linemen. Second-round pick Jonah Savainaya's 28.8 grade ranks 296 out of 297 offensive linemen. The good news is that both Grant and Savainaya are showing signs of improvement, and it's a positive that all eight of Miami's draft picks have earned playtime. But the Dolphins didn't find the instant impact and NFL readiness that would have helped them win in the trenches earlier this year.
Yep.
I agree with everything but them earning playing time. They didn't earn playing time. Your roster was set up where they had to play.
Yeah, that's you're actually right. They didn't earn playing time. There was no alternative. Like Jonah Savainaya didn't blow everyone away in practice, and they said, you know what, we've got to elevate him to starter. Like, that's what he was picked to do.
Hey, guys, we're going to play this game with four linemen. We're just not going to have a guard this game. Yeah, come on.
And then the final dud, Zach Sealer. Back-to-back 10-sack seasons earned Sealer a hefty raise from the Dolphins a month before the season began. It's safe to say at this point that he won't be extending that streak to three straight double-digit sack years. Through 11 games, Sealer has one sack and four quarterback hits. In the 2023 and 24 seasons, he had a combined 41 quarterback hits. The issue, according to coaches, is a lack of cohesion with his new teammates on the Dolphins' defensive line and Sealer's attempts to overcompensate for the rookie lineman. Steady improvements from Kenneth Grant have led to better play from Sealer in recent weeks, but the Dolphins didn't give him $64 million just to not be a liability. Sealer needs to get back to making the kind of plays that swing games in the Dolphins' favor.
The fact that they brought up sacks and then said he's compensating for his fellow next to him, that doesn't make any sense. You're rushing the quarterback. The run plays make sense. I know Kenneth Grant's going to get rooted up out of here and thrown into the sideline. Let me cheat his way. But when you're playing the pass, you just have to whoop the guy in front of you, and he's not whooping single blocks. That's what's going on with him.
Yeah, lack of cohesion is a good way to put it with the rookie. The reality is he played with Christian Wilkins two seasons ago, who got all the pressure, and he ate as his partner. And then last year, we thought, okay, he's going to be the number one. You didn't have to pay Christian Wilkins. And he got Calais Campbell playing 40 years old, the best season of his career out of his mind. And he still got to be the next best guy next to him. Now he's the best guy.
So you're saying it's easier to cohesion mm-hmm. when you have better players around you.
The cohesion's not cohesioning when you've got Kenneth Grant next to you.
Yeah.
You know who's cohesioning his ass is those offensive guards are cohesioning exactly. him the entire play.
All right, let's get a look at the headlines here with Solana, brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com.
By the way, I do love Zach Sealer. Great guy, but...
Yeah. I put it to the chatters on the YouTube stream, which 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored was better, studs and duds of the season so far, or the gridiron and the history of the gridiron and the hash marks? I'm just curious. I don't know. I am a little bit fascinated by what you've brought up.
Well, I'll send you the segment and listen.
Well, that's fine. I got the idea.
Hawk, you know, anybody can read an article.
True.
And I'm not hating on what you did.
No.
I thought that was a great segment.
Right. But that was easy and lazy on my part. I just read someone else's work.
Crowder's hating. Like, I prepared class for a history lesson.
So you thought of that in the morning? Like, hey, I wonder why it's called the gridiron, so I'm going to do some research and find out?
I read it on the toilet. I was taking a poop, and I said, why is it called the gridiron? I don't know why, genuinely.
It was 40 minutes, Hawk.
It wasn't 40.
Well, that seems excessive.
40 minutes of gridiron
talk. That seems excessive.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.